I'm Jackie Pierre.
I'm Joseph Planta.
And we're Two Peas in a Podcast at thecommentary.ca for Monday, January 4th, 2016.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Good morning and happy 2016.
It's going to get hard to get used to writing 2016. That usually happens until June for me, until I get
it
right.
Yeah, it usually takes a little while for me as well. But, I mean, I'm comfortable saying 2016 so far.
Yeah, it's you realize it's been a long time, hasn't it? You know, it's like 16 years since 2000. And
God, that's since we graduated.
Yeah.
16 years.
Did you have a good holiday, though?
I did. It was nice and somewhat quiet, so that was good. I got some time with my kids, and that's always well.
You get any good gifts?
Me?
Yeah.
No. The gifts I get are from myself, so, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't done that. I was thinking of going to the bookstore and just buying a bunch of crap. But I haven't really done that. I ought to do that, I think.
Well, I bought myself some new gym clothes, because that's what excites me nowadays, is new clothes for the gym.
You posted a photo on your Facebook this weekend of your very attractive calluses on your hands.
Oh, yeah. They're pretty bad, eh? Somebody did tell me that I can use chalk, and that apparently helps with the calluses, but...
Well, how do you get them? Because you're lifting weights? Is that the deal?
Yeah, I do a lot of lifting, heavy lifting, and it, in turn, my hands get pretty calloused.
You don't wear gloves, or...?
I don't use gloves. I find that the gloves really skew my grip, my sense of grip of what I'm trying to lift. So I haven't found that the gloves have been useful for me.
Yeah.
But, somebody said that I could use powder. So, huh. Or chalk. So I'm going to try that. See how it works. I've become a little self-conscious about my callous hand, so.
Is it a personal question to ask one who lifts how much they can lift?
No, I think it depends. Maybe. But... Me personally, it all depends on what I'm lifting. And we all have our own personal records, too, right?
Yeah.
Are
you benching your weight? Is that the deal? Can you do that?
Well, a bench press is, not that women don't typically do bench presses. I don't particularly specialize in the bench press. But we do deadlift.
That's when you're standing, is that the deal?
Yeah, and okay. It's like kind of going into a squat position and lifting from a squat position with the bar in front of you.
Yeah.
So one of those lifts I can do about 245, I think, is my personal record.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's taken time to build up to that, but yeah, it's something I enjoy. Helps. Relieve some stress and tension, and just obviously keeps me somewhat healthy.
I don't lift anything other than I lift pencils from the bank or something like that.
Yeah.
but when you decide to go into this and do this as a lifestyle choice, if you will, you obviously don't go into it. Lifting 245, you have to work your way up, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Or else you'll your arms will fall off or whatever.
Right? Oh yeah, I think when I started, I was definitely not there when I started. I got a trainer. I basically got a trainer because I wanted to learn how to lift properly.
So they tell you to lift with your knees and all that stuff?
Yeah, showing you proper technique, proper form. And different tools to use when you are lifting. So it was great and extremely beneficial to have a trainer to start with. Hmm. And if it weren't for my trainer, I would never have picked up a weight and tried deadlifting or any of the things that I'm doing today. I would never have done that if I had not had a trainer, because I just didn't think I was capable. I would never know what to do.
When you're at the gymnasium, can you tell which people are jacked up on steroids and the sort?
Sometimes you can.
And you know, we've heard of steroids, you know, in sport and the sort. Does it really help you lift something that's heavy?
Yeah, well, I think, the steroids is like testosterone, right?
So it's just strength.
Yeah, strength, and it just enhances those, I guess, general male features. It enhances them, which would be, like, I guess, giving you a dose of Hulk strength.
Huh.
And intensifying your muscle pump, right? So people in the gym like it, because that's probably one of the most euphoric things that you get from the gym, is you go to the gym, and when you lift heavy, you can literally see, you get like a pump, is what it's called.
Yeah.
So you get literally jacked up. You feel just like you have almost a second wind of energy. And if you have a lot of muscles and you're eating well and all of that, your muscles will actually look more defined after a really good workout. So if you're on steroids, that's even that much more enhanced. And that's, you know, for some people, I was actually thinking about it this week. You could be a complete narcissist, right? Or sociopath, really, these gym people. We like looking at ourselves. There's times when I'm, you know, you just look at yourself in the mirror and you look at your growth and all your accomplishments. And I think for somebody on steroids, that could be it becomes very addictive. Because you're getting those results at, like, lightning speed.
I'm not laughing at you, but I'm thinking of all those people standing in front of mirrors at gym, and they're flexing and posing and things.
All the time. And surprisingly, it's usually always guys. It's not the women like most would assume. It's usually mostly guys, and it's quite funny to watch.
Yeah. Are you seeing a lot of people, because it's the 4th of January now, because a lot of people have made New Year's resolutions, say.
Oh, yes, of course.
So people at the gym this time of year, that number goes up, right?
Yeah, you know, there's always like that, the New Year's resolution crew, or you see the people coming through doing the gym orientation, just getting ready to sign up. So, you know, it's good. I encourage it. I've been on, I call it my journey now, for about three years, and it is a lifestyle change. It doesn't happen overnight, and I encourage anybody that's going to go into the gym, whether it be a New Year's resolution or just a lifestyle resolution, it's something that they should definitely get out and do and start becoming familiar with. No, it doesn't have to be a gym, but yeah. Definitely there is an onslaught of these New Year's resolutioners at the gym.
Hmm.
It's nice. I welcome them.
Yeah, well, you're the one, I guess.
mind you, that wasn't my, I don't know longer, that's no longer my New Year's resolution. Like, do you make New Year's resolutions anymore?
I resolved to be kinder, I think. I wrote that on Facebook.
Yes, that's just bullshit you put on Facebook. Right? I'm going to be nicer.
Yeah. Well, I also want to be more irreverent. I want to be more rude to people that need to be, you know, that deserve it. You know what I mean?
Of course.
And I think I want to do that as well. I turned 34 in a couple months in March.
You do.
And so I figure I'm old enough now to do whatever I want to do, you know?
Yeah, you do what you want, of course.
And so, you know, I won't. I did the survey. I went to a fast food chain.
Right.
And I wanted to leave a comment because I usually leave comments if there's something good that happens, because I think if you're working there and you were quite good, your management deserves to know that, right? Just as if something's wrong as well. So
right.
So I did the survey, and then you get one of these free coupons. And it Well, a coupon would be free. You would get a coupon, and it's you know, it's a deal. You upsize the combo,
which is a bonus.
Yeah, sure. And so I printed it off on my printer at home, and went to the printer, got it, and then I read it, and it said here, coupon may not be copied or duplicated in any way. So I looked at it, and then I saw that it was still on my computer, you know, the image of the coupon.
Right, right.
So I said, well, why don't I just print it again? So I've got two here, so you can have one of these for New Year's.
Oh, wow. See, it could be fraud, but that's all right.
Is it fraud, though? I mean,
I don't know, if anyone asks, though.
I mean, we're talking about, you know, one of the biggest... I'm not going to name them because they don't deserve the publicity.
No,
you know, one of the bigger chains in the world. What difference does it make if they have to upsize their combos?
What do they care?
Yeah.
No, I'm with you on that. It's really at like no cost to them.
Yeah.
Really.
Well, it cost me. I mean, I'm printing it off my printer, right?
Exactly. So, really, who's getting the deal here?
Yeah.
Who's really getting screwed?
So we have to buy the... It says here, buy the large sandwich, and then you get the fries and or side salad and a drink free. It's a deal, isn't it?
Oh, God.
But most of these places I've noticed, like I went to... I'm trying not to name them because, as I said, it's
hard, but yeah.
But I went to say, one chain and then another chain. And, you know, you order the hamburger and the fries and the drink.
All of that.
Some of these places, they're like $9 now.
Oh, shit. I know, right? I think I was saying it's cheaper just to go to, like, White Spot or have a real sit-down meal somewhere.
Yeah.
Rather than to go to some fast food chain. It's just expensive. And you're not, you know, like, you know, let's not even get into quality. It's, you know...
Yeah, some of the fast food chains with their fancy buns and things like that, and the special sauce or the fancy meat. I mean, that's why, you know, you get one of those combos. It's like $15.
Oh yeah,
right?
Well,
but not all of it is terrible. I mean, some of it's quite good. I guess that's why I go to. I mean, I was telling you I went to the sandwich shop. I guess there are a couple sandwich shops and.
Yeah, which one?
Yeah, but the one that that has the it was the spokesman had problems this past year, and you know, you get a foot long sandwich,
right?
And it was missing a part of the sandwich, you know, because I got one of those things, and I'm trying to not to say the name because again, if I said
we got it.
Yeah, so it was missing. They have three meats, right? They have salami, pepperoni, and ham, and I've noticed the last couple of times they've been omitting the ham. And so I went to their website and, again, left a little note saying that this location has been leaving out the ham.
Constantly.
Yeah. So, I mean, by the time I get home, and I've already scarfed down half the sandwich.
And then you notice.
Yeah. So, I mean, I can't go back. I mean, you know. I mean,
it's like, shit. Like, you've already eaten half the sandwich.
Yeah. I mean, they'll accuse me of taking the ham out and asking for extra ham.
Exactly.
Yeah, so
that sounds like something you would do.
Thank you. The other thing that happened over the holidays that I'd be curious to your opinion. When you're invited, let's say someone asks you over for Christmas dinner, or not even Christmas, not even an occasion like that, but just dinner on a Saturday night. Do you bring something? I mean, friends of mine. Said, no, you don't bring anything if you're invited for dinner. But I always thought you brought a gift for the host if they're hosting you.
You know, why not? It's nice. It's nice, too, but, I mean, what? I figure if you're going for dinner, I'd always want to bring, like, a bottle of wine or something.
Yeah.
But that's just me. It's not mandatory. I wouldn't expect it if somebody was coming over to my house for dinner. I wouldn't expect it, but it would be nice.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so you bring a dessert or something. I mean, that's permissible,
yeah, that's
too,
cool.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, like I think that is just, it's just really nice to do.
Yeah.
But I don't think it would be anything that's, you know, expected.
Yeah, so I went to a thing, and I was going to bring something, and then the other guest said, no, don't bring anything. It's not a potluck. So I contacted the host, and I said, is there anything that I can bring? And they said, no, don't bring any food, but bring something to drink.
Okay, yeah.
So another function that I was invited to, I didn't bother asking. I just brought something to drink.
Right.
Which was a good thing, because what they had to drink, I couldn't drink anyway, so I...
There you go.
I drank my own thing. I was just thinking, you know, if I brought something that I didn't want to drink, and you know what I mean? It's just...
Right.
I guess I'm over-worrying these things.
Sometimes maybe you are, but, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with bringing something if you're invited somewhere. It's nice. It's like a little thank you, right?
Yeah. But you wouldn't bring, say, a side or a main course?
No, definitely not a main course.
Yeah.
Or a side. No, if they're taking care of dinner, they're taking care of dinner. You don't want to be, you know, cross overstep your boundaries now.
What if the food sucks, though?
Then you're going to have to, you know what, just eat a bit of it.
And then use my coupon on the way home, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Use that coupon on the way home, and you're good to go.
Yeah, I've saved money on the upgrade.
I mean, I have had that situation before. I've gone to somebody's house unexpectedly. I wasn't expecting dinner, but they just happened to have something there ready, and then they asked, you know, oh, do you want some of this food? And I was like, sure, because it kind of smelled good at the time. And then I tried some, and it was not that great.
So are you then obligated to finish it?
Well, I ate a bit. I tried to eat as much as I could, and then I just kind of put the bowl down and then, you know, got busy or preoccupied with my kids, so I couldn't come back and eat.
Okay, there you go, yeah.
It just happened like that, you know, how those things happen, but yeah, I mean, you did a dinner on New Year's?
No, I was invited somewhere for New Year's, like a house thing, and so that's what I did. I brought, but you do wonder what to bring, right? I mean, do you stop by the bakery and you pick up a dessert?
I guess so. Yeah, no, nice desserts are nice.
Yeah.
I mean, mind you, on the flip side, my New Year's was so so quiet. I didn't do anything, so I didn't have any kind of stresses like that. I started my New Year's Eve off in the gym, and then I came home, and I watched some documentaries on Netflix.
Oh, you didn't watch Kathy Griffin and
Anderson?
No,
you know
Cooper?
What? I didn't want to watch any of that garbage. I did not want any. Same thing every year.
Yeah, everybody has one now. Like Ryan Seacrest does the old
everybody
Dick Clark show, and
their dog has one. Yeah. We should have one, for God's sake. Really. Everybody has one.
Well, we'll tape it on New Year's, and then we'll have to, you know.
We should, because I think we're behind now. I mean, I'm surprised my neighbor doesn't have one.
Well, everybody has a podcast nowadays, right?
Oh, yeah, that's another thing I noticed. I'm like, hey, we got to step it up here. Because now I'm noticing, you know, apparently Joshua Jackson or somebody is doing a podcast with much music. Everybody's doing them now.
The actor Joshua Jackson?
Yeah.
You know, I never really are you a fan of his?
No, but I have met him.
You have. Well, you see, I never watched that show. What was that show that he was on when he was a teenager?
Goodness. Dawson's Creek.
Yeah, I never watched that. But
I almost called it Tuck Everlasting.
Tuck Everlasting.
You know that book we read in school? It was weird.
But I've watched him lately in The Affair. I don't know if you've seen that. He's very good on that show. God, he's menacing in that show.
Really?
Yeah, he's a frightening dude. But not in the first season, the second season, he's actually more nuanced. And he's far more interesting, a fellow.
So I guess lots of training then from Dawson's Creek.
Well, the one thing that also impressed me is that his Twitter handle has Vancouver in it, like YVR or something. So he's you know, local boy, right?
Definitely. He acknowledged it. He's from Vancouver, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Ryan Reynolds does the same thing on his Twitter, right? It's like Van Reynolds
or something.
It's cool
to be from Vancouver nowadays.
You think so?
Apparently.
We have earthquakes now and stuff like that, right?
I know, right? So what's that all about?
Were you awake and it was like 11:40 at night? Yeah.
I was awake. Yeah, it was 11:40 and I was watching TV and, doing my evening little jaunt around here and I was literally just got up off the couch and everything shook and I was like, that was weird.
Yeah.
And I didn't really think anything of it. I thought it could be an earthquake. It may not be. And then sure enough, like 2 seconds later, my eldest was freaking out. My youngest was sleeping.
Yeah.
Like the old lady she is. She sleeps through everything.
She missed it.
She sleeps through everything. Yeah. There could have been a full-on earthquake for 20 minutes and she would have slept through it.
Yeah, and then it was only 5 seconds, but you automatically, in your mind, it's 15, 20 seconds. You know, you think those things.
Well, no, I was totally calm, and like I said, I was just about ready to go to bed, right?
Yeah.
It was Simone that freaked out and was like, oh my God, what was that? And I said, Simone, it was probably an earthquake. She's like, how do you know? Well, I don't know many other occurrences when my house shakes and everything moves. Usually an earthquake.
Well, some people say, that it felt like a truck had driven by or something. And I've had that happen where,
a
garbage truck or, like, a construction truck outside.
Well, exactly.
Shakes the window, maybe.
I live off a main road, right?
Yeah.
A very busy main road. So it's very typical. And to be honest, the last, when we had that big, heavy windstorm.
Yeah.
It sounded very similar to just heavy wind, when your windows just kind of, do a little shake for a second.
Yeah.
That's what I thought it was. But then I was like, no, I swear it sounded like my house was actually moving.
Yeah, I was in my office, and unfortunately, looking around, I've got bookshelves and things, and so they were shaking. And then the photos on the wall, it's all glass, too, so if the big one hits, they'll be, cut in several hundred places.
You're screwed, yeah, you're screwed.
But, they were all shaking, and they're making a little noise. And then, and then you realize, well, it's not that strong an earthquake, but it is an earthquake.
Did you think, like, wow, this could be the end?
No, I didn't think that.
Like, I could die in here?
No, I I don't know. I was pretty calm, but then
calm, right?
Yeah, and then, but you don't do the things that you're supposed to do, like dive under the table.
Well, you know what's funny? I asked Simone. I'm like, so, what are we supposed to do in an earthquake? She's like, go under a table. I'm like, okay, great. So, I called the desk. Like, I made sure that I had the desk area cleared out.
Yeah.
Because we didn't know. Like, she was like, are there going to be aftershocks? And I don't know. So I cleared out underneath the desk, just in case.
Yeah.
And I also put on my really warm socks, just in case we needed to run outside.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you're supposed to run outside in a thing like that.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
I don't know either, but I figured I should be prepared. Like,
and
if we did, I wanted to be warm. So.
Well, I think the best thing is, just to dive under a table. And I should have done that, especially in this room where I've got a lot of glass.
In your desk. You're right.
Yeah.
Like, you're at a desk.
I should dive underneath and then wait till it stops and then get up. But
we learned that.
We did learn that. But, I mean, it's funny how we don't think, we don't
put it into action when we need it.
And then the best advice that I heard that night was that, because people were saying, well, do I go back to sleep now on Twitter and the sort. The best advice is to keep shoes near your bed. That way,
exactly.
When you do get up or during one of these things, because there's bound to be glass or other debris in your.
Oh, that's I had. I had my shoes. I was ready to go.
Yeah.
Like, if I need to run out the door, I was ready.
And do you know where you'd go though?
We'll see. Next to our place, there's a big open parking lot.
Yeah.
Like, it's an open area and there's nothing above it. So I would probably run there.
Do you have an earthquake, emergency kit or something like that?
We used to. I don't think it's even up to date anymore.
Yeah.
So, that whole incident has encouraged me to update these things. And I even, as it was happening, I told Simone, I said, fill up one of the water bottles with some water. As, you know, I was calm, but mm-hmm. I was still like, but, you know, just in case something happens, I'd like to have a bottle of water, and I'd like to maybe have some snacks in my purse.
Yeah, 15 minutes after the earthquake, I was online, the Red Cross's website, and I bought an earthquake. It was like $80.
And, you bought one?
Yeah. So I haven't gotten it yet, but I mean...
You're just crazy.
Well, no, I just... Because I didn't have an earthquake kit.
Do you think you're overreacting a bit?
No, I think it's good to have. I mean,
$80? You couldn't put that stuff together yourself?
Yeah, I guess I could. But I mean, you'd have to buy the bandages and the things.
Oh, my God. Go to the dollar store, for God's sake.
Yeah, I don't know.
It would have cost me $8. You watch.
Well, I challenge you, because you don't have an earthquake kit. Do that, then.
I don't. I will.
Yeah, report back how much it all costs.
Absolutely.
So hopefully mine will come this week, and then so next week.
For a small family of three. So, yeah, I'd like to, you tell me, or I'll go on their website and see what's in this $80 kit you just bought.
Yeah, and then I'll
try and do the likewise comparison at the dollar store.
You're on.
I can guarantee it can be done.
I don't think this one has snacks in it, so that's the other thing. I mean,
see, that's, so you're already losing.
Yeah.
You've lost already, because you're going to die. You need food.
Well, I've got my whole, I'm looking in my cabinet here.
You need Band-Aids?
Oh, I've got whiskey.
Oh, well, that's good.
That's enough in it for 72 hours?
Sure, why not? Hey, if you're in that kind of situation, may as well be drunk. I think so.
We, all of us, I guess, you as well, have had colds over the holidays. And I guess this would be a good time to review what works for you to get through the night. Because, I mean, for a lot, going to sleep for a lot of us that have colds is difficult enough.
Oh, it's horrible waking up feeling like I've been smoking for 30 years or something.
Yeah,
you know, I try and use my grandma's old school remedies that she has, gargling with the warm salt water.
That's for a sore throat, right?
That's for a sore throat, generally.
Yeah.
And so I've been with the sore throat, chest congestion, you know, flu-like symptoms, very stuffy. I've been drinking a ginger lemon tea.
Yeah.
Which I find is really, it really clears you up temporarily. And it's refreshing. I always suggest warm shower, hot shower.
Yeah.
Not, like, before bed. It really helps to clear up your sinuses and clear up the chest. That's the biggest thing. Is, you know, when you're sick, when you have this nagging cold flu that seems to be going around lately, it's all on your chest. And waking up in the middle of the night with that cough, that dry cough, oh, it's so painful.
Yeah, for those, so congestion and the sort, garlic works very well, because I find that it just clears everything, and then it kills the congestion.
Right.
Whiskey, as I was telling you before we started, works for me, and that's what I've been swigging the last week or so. That's very helpful. But, I mean, those other things like ginger ale, chicken soup, orange juice, I mean, those may not help, but, I mean, they're comforting. And so
they're definitely comforting. Do they help? I'm not sure. But, I love ginger ale. Yeah. I always have ginger ale in the house.
So that's. I mean, if it's comforting and you're sick, you can't beat that, right?
Right. But, I mean, yeah, what else do we...
Well, the other thing, spicy food. I mean, I'm not a big spicy food fan, but I will have that when I have a cold.
Sometimes, because, you know, you can't really taste much.
Yeah.
So I think it's like the body almost craves the spice as a something to taste, really.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I haven't been able to taste anything for weeks now, so.
And then do you have lozenges with you all the time and things like that?
You know what? I'm not a big fan of lozenges.
No.
Yeah. Don't really like them too much. I don't find that they really help, other than Ricola at work, because, you know, with my job, sometimes I do have to talk quite a bit, and also the air conditioning in the office kind of dries. The air is really dry, so I find my throat at work gets quite dry.
Yeah.
So I will like, you know, keep a Ricola.
They taste horrible, though, don't they?
They do, but for some reason, I find them a lot more... soothing than, say, like the Vicks, or I think the other ones are just so sugar, just full of sugar. And that's all I'm tasting. I don't really feel the effects of the, you know, moisturizing my throat. The Ricola is just straight all business.
Yeah.
You know.
And that's a horrible thing when you wake up and you feel like there are knives in your throat.
I hate it. So, that's the worst feeling.
Yeah. But I don't know. The last four or five colds over the last 4 or 5 years haven't been terrible. Like, I haven't been confined to a bed or anything like that.
No, I don't know.
Does that happen because you get older? I guess I don't know. Maybe it does.
Maybe. Well, I don't know too. I was gonna say, for you, maybe being sick is different. I know for me, you know, if you've ever seen that commercial where the mom goes into the room and says to her daughter, she's not feeling well, she needs to take a sick day.
Yeah.
The kid just looks at her like she's crazy, right? Because you know, when you're a parent, you don't get sick days. So I've been sick, and I haven't even taken the time off work, really, because to stay home is almost just as much work. And when I'm sick, I don't have any additional help. So I always feel like I don't really have time to fully recover,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so, yeah, it's just really tiring. And I feel like I'm always so extra, like, not emotional, but I'm, like, just maybe a bit more of a baby when I'm sick because I don't have anyone to take care of me.
So is that, I mean, how do you find the time then to go to the gym and lift weights?
It's all about time management, really. And, you know, deciding what's important, prioritizing your life. But for me, time management's a big, big thing. Especially for me, I can admit, sometimes I'm late. Sometimes I really screw up my schedule. Hence the reason I use a planner and my phone. I have, like, two planners because if I don't have things written down, it'll completely pass me.
And do you find, well, you have a family that you have to look after? I don't. I mean, I'm a single person, so I don't really have obligations, if you will.
Mm.
But I mean, I've learned as I've gotten older that circumstance, whatever you have to do needs to get done, and it just gets done. I mean, for you, I mean, that's quite clear, isn't it?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, it's again, making your priorities, and especially in my case, right? I've just made it a case to say that my health is really important to me. If I'm not healthy for myself, I can't be healthy and there for my kids. And it's really important, I think, for me, honestly, I'm so involved in so many other things outside of work and life
mm-hmm.
that I find that mentally, going to the gym and working out, it really helps to clear my mind. So it makes me a better parent, so I choose to make time for that.
So
that's important for me.
So that's the advice that you give people, just to make the time, and it'll get done.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You make it a priority, and you get it done, just as we do anything else in life, right? But on that same note, it's for me, I know my resolution this year is to not only be respectful of other people's time,
mm-hmm.
but to make sure that people are respectful of my time, right? So,
what are you going to do? You're going to get up in someone's face if they?
No, but I just want to, you know, make it a point that look, I'm respecting your time, and I expect the same from you. I'm no longer, you know, if somebody's supposed to meet me at a certain time, and they don't call me till the last minute, then we might have to cancel those plans.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just not, because there's so much, we only have 24 hours in a day, right?
Yeah.
If you're working, 8 of that's spent at work, another 8 of that is spent sleeping. So you've really got 8 hours of the day.
Now, who sleeps 8 hours a night? I mean,
nobody,
you know,
really, no. I don't.
I don't either, but.
Some really courageous people do.
I guess people, when they retire, I guess they sleep 8 hours or more.
I don't know. I don't even think so, you know. My grandma, she's, mind you, she's also a retired nurse, so she's got that in her blood, but she'll go to bed at, like, past midnight, and she's up before 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so time, I don't know, well, about time management for you. I know your schedule is pretty busy. I don't know how you keep track of it all.
Well, it's like this. It's like our chat every week. I mean, I know that we will have this time once a week, and it just gets done. I mean, I've got other interviews, as you know, and things to prepare for and
exactly.
other things. But if as long as you make the time, and we've done it now for 13 weeks. And
amazing.
Yeah, so, I mean, it just happens. I mean, we're both very busy, but we find the time to sit down and chat, and this thing gets done as well as everything else.
It also helps to know that somebody else is, like, you know, relying on you, right?
Yeah, not just us. We have listeners, as I've told you. Over
right.
The, yeah.
You know, and I find when you're accountable, that also makes a difference. You know, when I go to the gym almost every day, and when I'm not there, and then I'm not there for like 3 or 4 days, and I show up, they notice. You know, the people at the gym notice. So not only am I accountable to myself, but now I feel like I'm accountable to these people to be consistent.
But I hope we don't have to be accountable to our listeners, because I've talked to some of them over the last several weeks, and I don't want to be responsible to them, do you?
I screw you. We'll report when we feel like it. Jesus. We're not accountable to anybody. That's a New Year's resolution.
Yeah, screw the listeners.
New us.
Yeah.
New year, new us.
Yeah.
No.
But anyway.
Never. We need our listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah. No, we have gotten, and if people have listened this far into the show, we have gotten, well, I have at least, and I've reported back to you, Jackie, we have gotten some nice feedback from people who have listened, and so I appreciate it, and I know you do.
Oh, I think it's great. I'm just glad to hear that people are listening and enjoying our conversations, and not so much banter, but, yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
So it's nice that people, that there's others that are a part of it. I'd love to be able to meet some of the listeners at some point.
I've met some of them. You don't want to meet them.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
One day.
Well, Happy New Year to them.
I accept stalkers, too. That's
do you?
Right.
Yeah, well,
I accept stalkers. I have nothing going on in my life at this time. So.
Yeah, well, when you get sick, they'll take care of you, right?
Well, yeah, that's something that I can manage in my time, like time management-wise. I'm feeling like I have time for a stalker. So nothing that I have to commit to, you know, right? Like, not like a real relationship, but somebody that just creeps from behind.
Well, you know, we can joke about it, but I mean, I'd hate for that to happen, you know?
No, seriously, though, that could probably be a real headache.
Yeah.
I'll
tell you something that I do, and I don't know why I do this, but I mean, check in when I, because I always check into places, because I'll forget that I actually went to that restaurant. I've had that problem.
Right, I know you do this.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I check in. I used to check in all the time, but I don't check in now until after I leave.
Right. See, is this now after our talk? Because I feel like we talked about this, right? I told you I don't like checking into places, like, because I know you do that all the time.
Yeah, I do that because I want to remember that.
You want to keep a record and blah, but
yeah.
I don't personally, because I don't like people knowing where I am all the time.
Well, then do it like I do. Do it after. That way you're gone.
Well, after our conversation, I've started now doing that because I'm like, well, shit, if I post now, like, it's like almost somebody could technically track every movement of my life if I'm like, oh, at the gym, at here, and it makes me a bit uncomfortable, so I'm very wary of what I post now, and when I do, I never do it, I try not to do it live at the moment that I'm there.
Yeah. And it doesn't make a difference, right?
There's jokes aside, I really have no time for a stalker, really. Like, the legal ramifications of it, that I have no time for.
Yeah, no, I mean, no one does,
No.
Right? I mean, we joke about it, but it's clearly not a pleasant thing. I mean, well, we've watched Selena, right?
Yeah. I don't know if we're there yet, but I'm sure within a year or so, definitely, once we have a fan club and once we hire that crazy lady to handle said fan club. Do they even have fan clubs anymore?
I'm sure they do. Yeah. Well, after that, but after the big New Year's show next year, you know, welcoming in 2017,
right,
I'm sure
we're going to have our own New
Year's
show.
It'll take off from there, yeah. Well,
and the sponsorship deals will fly and everything.
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, great.
Well, until then, Happy New Year to you and to anybody listening. Thanks for this, Jackie.
Absolutely. It's been a slice, as usual. So, that's Two Peas in a Podcast for Monday, January 4th, 2016.
In Vancouver, I'm Joseph Lunta.
And I'm Jackie Pierre. We'll be back in 7 days.